Segment 5.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
我想要跟大家一起分享，在我，在我所属的教会的职务会担任负责人的两年之间，看到神的带领。
I'd like to share with everyone my experience serving on the church council for 2 years and how I saw the guidance of God.
在2006年的时候
In 2006,
我被选为负责人。
I was voted to be a council member.
那当我收到这个通知的时候，我非常的紧张。
When this news was announced to me, I was quite nervous.
因为我确信说我是一定是还没有准备好。
Because I was pretty sure that I'm not ready for this yet.
我平常的生活还有很多在修改的地方。
There's many things that I have to still change and adjust in my life.
我完全不知道说像我这样的人怎么可以出来替神工作。
So for someone like me, how can I possibly come out and serve God?
所以我就下定决心说这个一定要婉拒。
And so I determined to refuse.
但是那时候刚好我们灵恩会就到了。
But then it was the time for the spiritual convocation.
那我就想说哦那等灵恩会完以后再通知他们。
And so I thought I would let them know of my refusal after spiritual convocation.
那就在有一次灵恩会的听到的时候
And one time while listening to a sermon during the spiritual convocation
忽然台上的传道就讲说我知道你们当中有人被选为负责人
The minister said on the pulpit that I know that some of you have been selected to become council members
但是很想逃走
But there are those of you who want to escape
这是不符合神的旨意
And this is not in accordance with the will of God
我吓一跳因为我觉得诶这个好像跟他讲到的题目好像不是很符合、哦、
And I was shocked because it seems like the statement he just made had nothing to do with the topic of his sermon
那我刚好是坐在第二排
And I was sitting on the second row at the time
我听了就觉得说诶为什么神知道我心里在想什么
Of the church pews in the chapel And I thought to myself Why does God know what I'm thinking in my heart?
我就很害怕所以因为这样子我就不敢拒绝。
And so I became very fearful, and so I was afraid to reject the nomination.
但是因为这样子，我心里的负担很大。
But because of this, the burden on my heart was very great.
我一直为这个事情祷告。
I kept praying for this matter.
不断的祷告。
Incessantly.
在一次祷告里面。
In this prayer.
我就。圣灵就感动我说你不用担心你神知道你不会做你不用做任何事情所有的工作神都会做
Holy Spirit moved me said I know that you're worried about many things but don't worry God will do all things and help you through all things
但是神有一个对你有一个要求
But there's only one requirement from God
你要站在旁边看神的工作
You must stand on the side and watch his work
每一次祷告，这个 message 就一直进入我的心。
And every time I pray, this is the message the Holy Spirit gave to me.
然后呢，但是不知道为什么，一有了这个东 message 以后呢，整个心就定下来，就有很大的平安。
And miraculously, after I received this message, my heart calmed down.
我就觉得说，我的服事有一个很比较正确的比较正明确的方向
Then I realized that my servitude has a correct goal
但是那我想我仔细想想这样也蛮好啊我什么都不用做只要看他做这听起来蛮轻松的
And so I thought to myself well if God is going to do all the work for me and my only requirement is to stand there and observe his work then it's a pretty simple thing for me to do right?
交接完毕，一月就开始了。
And so the transition took place, and my term started in January.
我一直很认真的看，我都看不到神的工作。
I watched very closely, but I did not see any work of God.
那我在想，他工作的时候会来通知我吗？
And I was thinking, well, if God is going to be working, will he announce it to me?
哦，还是我自动会看到呢？
Would I automatically observe his works?
但是都没有看到任何东西。
But I was not able to detect any change.
那那时候刚好我们南加州几个教会被安排要到附近一个老人院探访老人。
So one of the work that we participated in was that in Southern California, all the churches participated in pastoring or visiting people at a elderly nursing home.
那我们就是平常 weekday 会去探访他们，然后礼拜天就大家轮流，每个教会轮流去唱诗给那些老人听。
And during the weekdays, we will go visit them, and on Sundays, our churches would take turns to go sing to them.
那因为我是负责宣道的。
And because my department was responsible for evangelism.
那我就每个 Sunday 我就去。
And so I went there every Sunday.
那我去到那里的时候，我非常的震惊。
When I arrived there, I was very alert.
这个跟我想象的宣道好像不大一样。
Because I thought this is a little bit different from what I thought evangelism should have been.
因为我们在上面讲道也好，唱诗也好，我一看下面的老人睡觉的睡觉，有些是是好像中风哈，都不能动，可能也听不到。
I noticed that there are a lot of elderly people who didn't seem to be interested. Some of them were actually sleeping. Other people were looked like they couldn't even hear anything. Maybe they had a stroke or something.
那我就自己在心里这样子想。
And so I thought in my heart,
这个宣道哦，是最没有效率的宣道方式。
That this evangelism method is probably the least effective evangelism method.
真的是非常浪费时间。
It's really a complete waste of time.
怎么会安排这样子的事工？
Why would we spend so much time to do this type of work?
我正在这样想的时候，
And while I was thinking such thoughts,
忽然有一个 message 就进到我的心。
Then another message came into my heart.
那是一个圣经的经节。
And it is a verse in the Bible.
就是以赛亚书42章。
And that is Isaiah chapter 42.
压伤的芦苇它不折断，僵残的灯火它不吹灭。
A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
我吓了一跳。
And I was shocked.
我想说这什么意思？这个 message 是从哪里来的？
And I thought, where is this message coming from?
这跟我的想法有关吗？
Does this have anything to do with my way of thinking?
但是不晓得为什么，当这个 message 进到我的心的时候呢，眼泪就一直流下来。
But when this message went into my heart, my eyes started to weep.
我回家以后，
When I went home,
我一直在想这个经节。
I kept meditating on this verse.
我在想，这难道是神在看这个事工的perspective 吗？
So is this the perspective of God toward this holy work?
为什么他的看法跟我的是这么的不同？
Why is his perspective so different from my own perspective?
他为什么会这样子看？
Why does he look at it this way?
后来我慢慢的了解。
And later on I slowly realized.
神看每一个事，每看到每一个人的灵魂，都有一个怜悯的心。
That when God looks at every one of our souls, He always uses a heart of mercy to view us.
我从来不会这样子看一个事工。
I would never view a holy work in this way.
我每次在看宣道的事工，我总是计算着说会有多少的慕道者来，我们这次会有多少人 participate。我都是在看这些东西。
Because I only look at statistics and numbers. How many people will come to this event? How many people will participate in the event?
我们这次的宣道会 reach out 多少的人？
And how many people will we reach in this evangelism event?
但是我很少从一个怜悯的角度来看人的灵魂。
But I have never viewed the souls of others through a eyes of mercy and love.
这是我第一次看到神的工作。
And so this is the very first time I saw the work of God.
再来我体验到 当教会的负责人的时候，信徒会有很多不和谐的事情来告诉我。
As a council member, we'll start hearing a lot of conflicts among members.
他们只是想告诉我，他们也不是叫我做什么事情，就会有很多人来跟我讲很多东西。
It's not that they want me to do anything about it, it's just that they want a listening ear.
我常常花很多时间听这些事情。
And so I'll spend a lot of time listening to them complaining.
可是有时候一直听，听到自己都会很生气。
And sometimes when I listen, I would become so angry.
我会觉得说，诶，这个行为怎么会这样子呢？他们怎么可以这样子讲话？
And I was thinking to myself, how could they do this? Why would they do such a thing?
不知不觉呢，我发现我就会站在某一方的那一面。
And slowly, I realized I would be standing on one side versus the other.
不是故意的，不知不觉就会一直觉得说，哦，那这个是一个比较不好的信徒。
Without realizing it, I was making a judgment.On the other party and thought the other party was not a good Christian.
在那有一次在灵恩会的时候
And one time during another spiritual convocation,
我又听到一些哇让我听了非常生气的事情
And then I heard some news again that made me quite upset.
听到有时候血都沸腾很生气
Sometimes my blood pressure goes up and I couldn't stand it.
那我就在想说那我那我应该要做一个 take 一个 action 才对啊。
I felt like as if my righteous anger were coming up and I needed to do something about it.
这个事情是这么的不公义。
Why is this thing so unfair?
那他讲给我的意思是不是我应该来主持公道
？So when they tell me, am I supposed to go and take some action?
正在这样想的时候，我又记得上次圣灵的感动说你什么都不要做。
While thinking this way, I suddenly.Remember the message that Holy Spirit has spoken to me, which is you need not do anything.
神都会做。
God will do everything.
那我自己就在想说，那神会出来做什么呢？
And then I thought, what would God come out to do himself?
那在那次灵恩会，我就把这个事情一直放在祷告上。
So I put all these things into my prayers during that spiritual convocation.
在一次祷告的时候，还是在这个事情就占据我整个心思意念。
In one prayer, I found the matter had so dominated my heart.
还在祷告的时候
，And while I was still praying,
有一个很强的 message 进来我的心。
Another strong message entered into my heart.
我记得就是我们常常听到那个 RE 的一个故事哈。
And this is a story that we hear often in the religious education classes.
当摩西带以色列人出西乃山到西乃山的时候
When Moses had led the Israelites to Mount Sinai
他上去领十诫
That he went up to take the Ten Commandments
可是以色列人却在山下拜金牛犊
But the Israelites were worshipping on the bottom of the mountain to the golden calf
在那次祷告的时候这个 story 就进来我的心了
And while praying this story came up to my mind
那圣灵就一直问我一个问题
And the Holy Spirit kept asking me one question
他问我说 Caroline 这些人哪一个人错比较多是做金牛犊的那个人还是只是把他的金戒指丢进去的人还是那个只有在旁边看的人哪一个人错比较多
So the Holy Spirit asked me Which one has the most sin? Is it the one who made the golden calf?Or is it the ones who donated their golden jewelry into the making of the golden calf? Or is it the third party, which is those people who are watching the making of the golden calf?
我在那次祷告里面，我眼泪一直掉下来。
And during that prayer, my tears kept weeping.
因为我不晓得说谁错的比较多。
Because I didn't know who was at fault the most.
同时我可以感觉到。
And at the same time, I could sense.
当我每一次在听那些人的是非的时候
Every time I was hearing the gossip of others.
我每一次听完都在心里调整说哦，那现在 A 可能是错 70%, B 错 30%.
And so in my heart, I might think, Well, party A had 70% of the blame and B had 30% of the blame.
那继续再听下去可能又会调整哦，那现在 A 可能变 90% 不对了， B 变 10%。
And so as I continue to listen, in my heart I might make the judgment that A actually has 90% of the blame and B is now 10%.
我每次听在这些的时候都在调整说谁错的多谁错的少。
Every time I heard these stories, I would make judgment in my heart.
但是在那次当圣灵一直问我说谁错的比较多的时候，我感觉到说神看到我内心的深处。
And so when the Holy Spirit asked me this question, who is at fault the most, I know that God was looking right into my heart.
因为不是这个跟谁错多少 percent 是没有关系的。
Because it had nothing to do with who is wrong and how many percentage are they should be blamed for.
我虽然只是在旁边听而已，我都错。
Even I was wrong, just being a bystander watching them.
所以我觉得非常的惭愧。
And so I felt very, shameful.
因为我都觉得说我是一个很光明、很清高的，好像法官这样子看谁错的比较多。其实我自己站在旁边听都没有帮他们祷告，有时候还甚至会站在某一方面。就已经很错了。
I felt very ashamed because I would just stand there. Not only would I not pray for them, but I would actually make judgments on them.
在这一次，我又第二次看到神的工作。
And so this is the second time I witnessed the work of God.
神教我不可以有一个偏待人的心， God, 不能偏待任何一方。
God taught me that I have to be very objective. I cannot show my favoritism to either party.
那这个非常的困难。
And this was indeed very hard.
但是这是神对他的工人的要求。
But this is God's requirement for his servants.
为了这些事情，常常成为我祷告的重担。
And because of all these matters, I became a burden in my prayers.
因为在那两年内两年时候，不管处理任何事情，我永远记得神的教训。
Because no matter what task I undertook during those 2 years, I will always remember this message and lesson from God.
不可以偏心，不能有一个 impartial heart.
We cannot have a partiality in our heart. We need to have an impartial heart.
这是神对他工人的要求。
And this is the requirement God has of His servants.
我从来不知道我是一个这么偏心的人。
I never knew that I was such a judgmental or partial person.
但是从那件事情以后，这成为我一个人生的功课。
And so after this event, it became a lifelong lesson for me.
第三件事情。
And the third lesson.
就是我们平常都要去访问一些同龄。
We often have to conduct visitations to church members.
或是去访问老人院的老人。
Or to the elderly in a nursing home.
访问对我来讲是一个很大的挑战。
Because visitations was a great challenge for me.
因为我常常看到一个不是很熟的人，我都不知道要跟他讲什么。
Because I don't know what to say to strangers or people I don't know very well.
那尤其是代表教会跟要去安慰，用神的话安慰一个人，鼓励一个人，我不知道要讲什么。
I don't know how to comfort them in their despair or how to use the words of God to encourage them.
所以每次访问以前都很紧张。
And so before any visitation, I would often be quite anxious.
一个星期前就已经开始非常的紧张了。
Even a week before the visitation, I would become so nervous.
因为我常常觉得说因为访问的人不是很多，那站在那里不晓得要讲什么，我觉得很对不起神。
Because there's not a lot of people participating in the visitation, so if I'm one of the few there, I really don't know what to say to them.
但是一件很奇妙的事情就发生了。
And so something else miraculously happened.
每次在访问的前的那几天呢，神都会感动我的心。
That several days before that visitation, I will always be moved by God.
每次念圣经的时候呢，都会充满了一个无法形容的喜乐。
That when I'm reading the Bible, I will be filled with undescribable joy.
那因为这样子，当我去访问那个人的时候呢，心里那个喜乐呢，就好像圣经所形容的，像一个活泉流出来。
And so when I'm visiting the members, often I'll feel this luminous fountain just overflowing within my heart of joy.
就是好像你，我就好像有一个杯子哈，倒很满，满到东西都那个里面的东西都流出来。
And it's just like a cup that is filled to overflowing. It's flowing everywhere.
我人生从来没有这个经验。
I never had this experience in my whole life.
所以不管去访问谁呢，他自动就会那个喜乐就会流出来。
And so no matter who we were visiting, I would often feel this joy coming out from my heart.
我常常访问完回去都很想把我刚刚讲的话写下来。
And so after the visitation, I often wanted to write down in my journal what I had said during that visitation.
因为我常常觉得好奇妙，怎么可以讲出这样的话。
And I would be so surprised at the words I would be using during that visitation.
在那一次呢，我就真的又体会到另外一个经节，以前常常看不懂的一个经节。
And so at that time, I experienced a verse before that I never saw or thought about much before.
就是在哥林多后书四章。
And that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
他说我们人就好像一个 clay pot, 一个瓦器。
It says here that we are just like jars of clay.
但是我们这个瓦器里面装一个好美好美的一个宝贝。
But within our jars of clay, we have this treasure, this unsurpassing treasure.
所以这个宝贝呢，当你遇到困难的时候呢，他就会帮助你。
And so during the time of tribulation, then this treasure will come out and manifest itself to help us.
我真的体验到说，当你这个宝贝在你的里面，你需要它的时候，它真的会发光。
And so when you really need this treasure to perform its work, it will emit its light and actually do its work.
那当我们人神可以透过你来讲出一句安慰人的话，那种喜乐是好的无比。
And so if God could use you to say one encouraging word to comfort the souls of others, it is so joyful.
都不是做很大的事情，只要讲一些安慰人的话，我们就会喜乐到非常的开心。
It's not doing anything that's really great. It's just that what we say was able to edify and encourage them.And it's so joyful to be able to participate in such work that way.
在那时候我就可以体验到保罗说他的喜乐是这么的大。
And so I can understand why Paul says my joy is so abundant.
因为他不只是安慰人，他还传道，还做很多很多工作。
Because not only does he have to comfort others, but he also preaches and evangelizes and do many, many works.
原来当神可以透过你的生命做出他的工作是这么的美好。
And so if God can actually use you as his vessel to be a channel of blessing for others, it is indeed so joyful.
那在很多访问的当中，有一次的访问呢是很特别。
And during one of the visitations that we had, it was really quite a unique experience.
那次我们是在 Hacienda Heights 的那个地区访问。
We went to the area of Hacienda Heights in California.
然后传道就说另外一个传道打给他。
And so the pastor said there's another pastor who called him.
希望我们一起去帮他帮一位慕道者祷告。
That we can go and join him in prayer for this truth seeker.
因为这个慕道者有一些邪灵的干扰。
Because this truth seeker actually has the work of the demonics on him.
所以那我们就几个人，大概四个人就过去。
And so the four of us went together.
那我们去的时候呢，我从来不晓得，我从来没有遇过有邪灵干扰的人。
And I never met someone who has been influenced by demons.
那反正祷告就大家就跪下来一起祷告。
And so everyone knelt down to pray.
但是在祷告的时候我就心里有点怕怕的。
And while we were praying, my heart was actually quite frightened.
因为那个慕道者看起来很好，可是我不晓得待会一祷告起来会变成什么样子。
Even though that person looked like he was normal, I didn't know how that person would react on our prayer.
所以我就选一个 离那个慕道者比较远的地方跪下来祷告。
And so I was trying to pray as far as I can from her.
那一开始祷告呢都很好。
And so in the beginning of prayer, it was okay.
那祷告一下子我就听到有一个很大的声音。
But then very quickly, I heard a strange voice.
是从我后面来的。
It came from the back of me.
后面就是那个慕道者。
Which was behind me, that was that person, that lady.
慕道者是一个女的。
This lady was the person that we were visiting.
那这个声音是男的。
Yet the voice was a male voice.
那个声音说有两个人。
And in that voice, it said there's two people.
那我就在想，因为我跟那个慕道者不熟，我在想是不是他们家人讲的话。
I didn't know this lady very well, so I was wondering if she was someone else in their family was talking.
但是不晓得为什么，当我听到那个声音哈，就毛骨悚然，就很害怕这样子。
But when I heard that voice, my entire body had goosebumps.
那我在想说两个人的意思是不是说有两个人在门口，有人要起来帮他们开门。
I thought that voice said two people, meaning that maybe there's two people at the door, we need to get up and open the door for them.
因为我是没有听到门铃响。
Because I didn't hear the doorbell ring.
那我想说那要开门是不是要帮他开门，我就把眼睛张开。
And so I opened my eyes to see if I needed to go open the door or something.
我观看了一下。
And when I looked around me,
没有人啊。
There was no one else there.
还是一样，我们那几个人在祷告。
It was just the four of us still praying there.
在那一刻，我非常的害怕。
At that moment, I became quite afraid.
我想说那个声音是从谁来的。
I was wondering where that voice came from.
我确定不是传道发出来的。
I know it's not from the pastor.
因为传道两个都在前面跟旁边。
Because the two pastors were in the front and inside.
那只有那个慕道者一个人在后面。
It was just that lady behind us.
我就吓到那种害怕是无法形容的害怕。
I was so frightened, it's indescribable what I was feeling at the time.
平常我们受到攻击的时候，受到坏人攻击，我们一定会想要躲在一个东西的后面。
Sometimes when we're attacked by the enemy, we want to feel like hiding somewhere.
但是当你的灵魂被攻击的时候，我的感觉是我无地可以躲。
But when your spirit gets attacked, you will feel that there is no hiding place.
在那一刻的时候，我正在很害怕无地可以躲的时候，有一件很奇妙的事情就发生了。
And so while I was so frightened, feeling that I had no barrel to hide into, and something wonderful happened.
因为我不知道的时候，我是不是应该立刻停止祷告。
Because I thought maybe I should stop praying.
在那时候呢，我的圣灵忽然非常自己非常勇敢的祷告。
Then the Holy Spirit suddenly prayed very courageously.
因为平常我们得到圣灵的人就说，有时候我们会觉得我们若声音大一点，圣灵就会比较充满，声音小一点，好像圣灵就会比较不充满。
And so sometimes when we pray, we might think that, oh, if we pray louder, then the Holy Spirit will be more filled within us. Or if we pray very soft, then the Holy Spirit will be less filled within us.
那我那时候在想，所以我是很小声祷告，因为我正在很 confused， 说我到底要停止祷告呢，还是要继续祷告？他自己变很大声。
I was praying quite softly at the time because I was very confused if I needed to stop my prayer. So, but then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit within me became quite loud.
然后全身震动，很热，好像有一个很热的电流，就是充满了我的身体。
And then I could feel this electrical power fill within my body and feel my body vibrate very greatly.
我如果没记错，我最后一次经历到这样是我得到圣灵的那一天。
And the last time I ever experienced such vibrations was when I first received the Holy Spirit.
很多很多年前，当我在求圣灵，第一次得到圣灵的感觉就是好像有一个电流穿过我的身体。
It was many years ago when I felt that like an electrical current run through my body.
然后你身体就会自己一直震动，那你声音就会很大。
As it's coursing through your body, then your voice will become very loud and your body will shake.
我吓了一跳。
And so I was surprised myself.
那就在这个时候呢，有一个 message 就进到我的心。
And at this moment, the Holy Spirit gave me another message.
那个 message 一直重复，一直重复。
And the message repeated itself continuously.
那个 message 很短，它就是说 The Lord is here. The Lord is here. 这样子。
And that's the message. The Lord is here.
一直重复很短很短可是就全身就很有力量
As the message continued to repeat I gained more and more strength in my body
那当这个事情发生的时候呢本来很怕呢那个害怕就全部就不见了
And it chased away any fear that was in my heart
我觉得这个非常的奇妙
And I was so surprised because this is so miraculous
因为当一个人害怕的时候
Because when someone is frightened,
没有一个人让可以让他说不怕
that there is no one that can convince you to be not afraid.
因为这个是一个情绪，一个 emotional 的东西。
Because this is an emotional thing within us.
不是说你可以理论说叫他不要害怕。
There's no rationalization around this.
但是在那一刻呢，我就觉得很开心，就。已经完全忘掉害怕这个事情。
And so at that moment, I became so joyful. I completely forgot about my fears.
虽然那个声音重复了好几次，说有两个人，可是第一次很大声，再来有两个人的声音就慢慢变比较小声。
And even though that voice behind me from that lady, there's two people, was initially quite loud, that voice became smaller and smaller.
那在祷告结束以后
，At the conclusion of the prayer,
我不敢问他。这个两个人的事情
I was afraid to question her about this message from her.
因为我跟那个慕道者不是很熟
Because I don't know the lady very well.
但是一上车我就问传道说他会变成这样是不是有两个人害他
And I asked the pastors when we were going home in the car. I said, did she say two people? Was it because two people were harming her?
所以他才会受到邪灵的干扰
And is that why she was influenced by the demonic spirits?
在那时候我才发现都没有人听到这个东西
That's when I realized that none of the pastors heard this either. It was just me.
然后那个传道就跟我解释说他们平常就说赶鬼的时候可能那个鬼的意思是说他看到两个人因为那天刚好有两个传道
Maybe the pastors were thinking maybe thatWhen they're casting out a demon from this lady, the demon was saying there's two pastors that's casting them out.
第二次我们又在访问这个慕道者的时候
And the next time that we're about to visit this same lady,
这是一个星期后的事情
And this was about 1 week later.
那个访问的时间还没到我就非常的紧张
And before the visitation, I was quite nervous.
因为第一次我是不晓得会是怎么样的情况所以就去了
Because the first time, I didn't know what it would be like, so I had gone.
那第二次呢我就知道会发生什么事情我就很不愿意去
Because the second time, I know what could possibly happen, I was very unwilling to go.
不晓得是好像有一个教会的朋友跟我讲说如果你的行为不好你去帮人家祷告那个邪灵会跳到你的身上
Because I've often heard this from other members of the church that if your spiritual cultivation is not good then the demon that you're trying to cast out will instead jump into your own soul
那我就想说那这样子我一定会很危险
And so I was very nervous because I thought, you know, I would be at risk for that.
可是后来有一天我想到一件事情
But then one day I thought of something.
我们人常常都希望能够得救
All of us wish that we can be saved.
那我自己在想如果我们连当我们到魔鬼的前面连魔鬼都觉得我们不够格的话怎么会跟得救有份呢？
But if we were in the presence of Satan, and if Satan even thought that we were unworthy to be saved, then how can we possibly be saved?
我自己觉得非常的讽刺。
And so I thought it was really ironic.
所以那时候，那个星期很认真祷告，到了访问的时间我又去了。
And so that week, I prayed really hard before we went on a visit.
那这次在祷告的时候呢，一开始也是蛮害怕的。
And this time while we were praying, Again, I started out very fearful.
因为 那个慕道者会发出不同的声音。
Because that lady will speak in different voices.
这一次呢，我没有听到那个很大的声音。
And this time I didn't hear any loud voice.
但是我听到好像她在后面一直哭，很可怜。
But I could hear that lady crying bitterly and behind me.
而且还哭得蛮伤心的。
And she was so sad.
那我不知道说，诶，她我不知道她在哭什么。
And I didn't know why she was crying.
但是somehow我里面的圣灵会知道她在哭什么。
But the Holy Spirit within me was aware of why she was weeping.
这一次呢，跟上次一样，就是圣灵又很充满。
And this time, my Holy Spirit also filled again.
那这次我就没有像上次那么震惊了。
And this time, I am not as scared as last time.
因为我忽然了解说，哦，可能圣灵在工作的时候是这样子的。
Because I know that this is the Holy Spirit starting to work again.
然后这次进来的 message 跟上次又不一样。
And this time, the message from the Holy Spirit is again different from last time.
这次的 message 就是说 God is the light. There is no darkness in him.
The message was God is light.There is no darkness in him.
那就一直重复讲这句话说神就是光里面没有一点点黑暗都不容许没有任何的黑暗。
And so when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, the message continued within me, which is God is light, in him there is no darkness.
所以呢后来祷告完的时候他自己说他在哭什么。
And so after a prayer, the lady revealed to us why she was crying.
她说那个上次好像有一个比较大只的鬼出去，那这次的是一个比较小的。
Last time it seemed like there was a large demon that was cast out of her the first time we had visited her. This time she felt as if a small demon was cast out of her.
那这次呢，她说那个小的一直求她说可不可以让她继续住在里面，你若赶她出去，她就没有地方可以住。
And the small demon was crying because the small demon said, If you cast me out, I will have no place to stay. Could you please find mercy to let me stay?
就很可怜这样子。
And so the small demon was very pathetic.
那我听到他的这个解释以后，我非常的震惊。
And I was very surprised to hear this explanation from her.
因为那个 message 好像是在回答他的。
Because that message...was actually replying to her.
一直跟他讲神就是光没有任何黑暗所以你不可以住在这里。
And so the Holy Spirit made me speak out loud.
在里面我里面的那个 message.
The Holy Spirit was speaking within my heart and I realized this message was intended for her because it kept saying that God is light in him there is no darkness.
所以在灵界呢是有一个对话的。
And so inThe spiritual world, they were actually talking to each other.
虽然当那个 message 进到我的心的时候，我不知道另外那个对话的那一半。当他讲完以后，我完全了解。
Because I could hear the Holy Spirit speaking with my heart, but I could not hear the other side of the conversation.
我觉得这好奇妙。
But now I understood it.That the Holy Spirit was replying to what the devil was saying in the other lady's heart. And so this was indeed so miraculous.
这是我第三次看到神的工作。
And so this is the third time I saw the work of God.
在这次里面我看到神的伟大，神的 sovereignty.
And I saw the sovereignty of God in this event.
神是 God is in control in the spiritual world.
That God is in control in the spiritual world.
以前我从来没有这样的体验。
And before I never experienced this.
第四件事情。
The fourth thing that I observed.
也是一直最让我觉得最不知道怎么处理的事情。
And this was something I didn't know how to manage.
就是在同工之间呢不同的意见。
It's the conflict among co-workers.Of God.
大家都是为教会替神工作，可是当意见不同的时候，双方意见都很强。
What do you do when everyone is working for God, but then when they meet a certain matter and they have a conflict and they both have very strong opinions, what do you do?
双方都为神很坚持，并不是为自己。
Both sides are insisting on their opinion.For the sake of God, not for their own sakes.
我一直在 想说一定如果是两边有不同的意见两边都是为神一定是有一个对一个错
But then I thought to myself, well, if both of them are fighting for God, there must be one that God thinks is the right way.
我这样子很认真看来看去可是我都 不能figure out 说哪一边才对
But looking at the arguments of both sides, I couldn't figure out which way is the correct way.
那当这个不同的意见一直继续下去的时候就开始有人的感觉在里面
And when this conflict continued to persist, then the human emotions start to be involved.
有时候就对对方很讲话就开始很不客气
And so one side will start speaking rudely to the other side.
有时候就会在背后讲一些不该讲的话
And so one side might start to gossip and say things behind the other side's back that they shouldn't have.
甚至有时候也会正面的冲突
And sometimes you'll see that the conflict appears right in front of them.
也会看到人的坏脾气不好的语言
You'll see them arguing with each other, the temper flares, and all the tone of voice that they're using.
但是神都没有出来解决
Why is it that God did not come to resolve this matter?
我也不，因为我不，我看不出来哪一边是对，我也不敢说任何东西。
And I dare not say anything because I couldn't determine which side is the correct side.
我只是觉得，但是因为神叫我说什么事都不能做，所以我一句话都不敢讲。
And because God had told me in the message initially that not to do anything, so I dare not speak or say anything.
在这个冲突最高峰的时候
At the height of this conflict
我觉得我自己感觉我好像是在一个战场
I felt as if I was on a battlefield
不知道为什么我周围每一个人他们都知道自己是哪一边
Why is it that all the people around me knew which side to belong on?
没有一个人说两边都好
There was no one that said both sides are good.
每一个人都清楚地知道他是在哪一边的。
Both sides were clear which side they should fight for.
那因为我不知道我应该在哪一边。
But because I was ambivalent.
那神也跟我讲不可以靠边。
And because God had warned me never to take sides.
我只好就站在中间。
So I can only stand on neutral ground.
那时候我终于了解为什么在一个战场呢，你千万不能站在中间线。
But then I realized,learned that why it's not a good thing to stand on neutral ground.
当两方冲突起来的时候，中间站在中间好可怕。
Because when the war starts, standing in the middle is really scary.
我常常在祷告跟神讲说，站在中间真的是很可怕，可不可以不要站在这里？
So a lot of times I'll pray to God and say, standing on the middle ground is really quite frightening. Can I not stand here, please?
我可不可以站旁边一点，或是站到别的地方去
？Is it possible for me to stand somewhere else？
但是神就是叫我要站在正中间。
But God wanted me planted on the middle ground。
站在中间很伤心。
Being in the middle ground is very saddening。
因为你看到两边都是族内的弟兄姐妹。
Because you can see that both sides are all brothers and sisters within the Lord。
在有一次的祷告
In one prayer
还在为这个事情祷告
I was praying for this matter
我一直问神说到底哪一边才是对你一定要跟他们讲不然再这样下去真的很不好
I kept praying to God God, which side is the side that you want them to be on? If that is the correct side please make your wishes known so they do not continue to fight like this
在那次祷告的时候
And within that prayer
我体验到一个我从来没有体验到的东西。
I experienced something I never experienced in my past.
我体验到神的伤心。
I experienced the sorrow of God.
每一次当一个弟兄讲一个很不好的话的时候
Every time when a brother spoke something that was hurtful.
或是发一个脾气的时候
Or had a temper.
虽然他们的后面的原因都是为了神跟为了教会。
Even though the motivation was for the sake of God and for the sake of the church,
可是我可以感觉到神是这么的伤心。
I could sense the hurt that is in God's heart and sorrow.
每一次当这个事情发生的时候，
and every time this thing flared up,
我就可以感觉上那个十字架的血一滴这样滴下来。
Every time I sense God's sorrow, I could sense the blood dripping on the ground from the cross.
我非常非常的害怕。
I was very, very frightened.
这就好像一个小孩。
It was just like a little child.
平常小孩不乖，看到妈妈生气，你可能会觉得愧疚。
As a child, if you saw that a mother was very angry, you might feel very guilty.
但是如果有一天这个小孩
But if one day
这个小孩看到妈妈就哭了
But if this child witnessed the mother crying
你会非常非常的害怕
You'll feel very frightened
所以在那次祷告呢我一直哭就很害怕很害怕
Because of that So I felt very frightened in that prayer And I kept crying
在祷告完以后，我一直想这个事情。
And after prayer, I kept thinking about this matter.
原来其实不是哪一边对哪一边错，这个事情的 focus 的中心点并不是这样，对，是谁对还是谁错。
And so the focus and issue of this battle was not on who is right and who's wrong.
教会都会遇到有些事情是大家不能同心合意。大家的意见都一致的时候
There's always going to be issues that is going to divide the church.
但是在这个时候不管你的意见合不合都要彼此相爱
But no matter what the issue, the most important thing that God requires of us is to find love for one another.
其实两边都可以两边都对都没有关系
Actually, I realized from God that both sides' positions are both doable.
但是如果你们可以虽然意见不同彼此相爱神一定会带领。
But even though the viewpoints may be different, the most important aspect is to learn to love one another. If you can love one another, then God will make the wonderful things to happen.
在这一次事件以后呢每如果有人问我是哪一边我就突然知道我是哪一边了。
And after this thing was over, when someone asked me, which side are you on? Then I knew my position.
两边都对，就是要彼此相爱。
Both sides are correct, but the most important thing is we need to love one another.
那在这个事情，我学到一个很重要，神对他工人的要求。
And so I learned a very important lesson that God expects of his workers.
我以前常常在想说我们服侍神就是说你的动机对你是为神这样子你有一个好的 intention 就是对的
In the past we might have thought that as long as our intention or motive is God-centered that it's okay
这件事但是在这件事情上神教我他对他的工人的要求一定要 reflect 神的 image
I learned from God that He wants us to reflect His image, not just our intention.
你里面的 intention 没有关系，你做出来那个方式呢，一定要像耶稣，像基督。
Doesn't matter that your heart is righteous in front of God, but your manner must reflect Jesus' image.
要怎么像耶稣呢？
How can you reflect the image of God?
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以你要你的方式要像耶稣呢就要像哥林多前书十三章描写的。
And so in order to reflect God's image, it must be in accordance with 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
就是爱就是忍耐是恩仁慈。
That love is patient, love is kind.
所有的东西呢是一体的。
Because everything is in one body.
你如果数数看它里面写的很多样东西
Now, if you could read all the different items that love is according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
但是这并不是分开的它是一个 image.
that all these components of love is actually intertwined into one, which is love. They're not separate components that are independent of one another.
所以虽然我们对教会的服事如果意见不同，你表现出你意见的方式要符合这个 image.
And so even though you may have a conflict of opinion with other co-workers, the way that you express your difference of opinion needs to reflect the love of God.
每一点都要像。
Every single point in 1 Corinthians 13 need to match.
因为有一点不像呢，就不是神的 image.
Because if you don't match in any of these components, then you will not be reflecting the image of God.
如果你的 intention 虽然很好，可是你的方式呢，并没有反 reflect 出神的形象的时候呢，常常我们是 reflect 反映出魔鬼的形象。
Because even though our intention may be the best, but if we present this intention not in accordance with God's image, we will instead reflect the image of Satan.
如果你做的方法是反射出魔鬼的形象，你就是魔鬼的仆人、工人，你并不是神的工人。
Because if you reflect the image of Satan, then you're no longer God's servant. You're now a servant of Satan.
所以这个方式呢，非常的重要。
And so the manner is even more important than the intention.
两个 intention 跟你的方式都非常的重要。
Actually, they're both very important, both in intention and in manner.
我很感谢神。
And so I really thank God.
那两年给我的教导跟训练。
The training that God had given me these 2 years.
在这两年的服事以后，
And after these 2 years were over,
不知不觉，原来我也学到一个东西，是我一直没有答案的。
And I then learned something that I didn't know the answer to previously.
我以前一直在想说，要怎么样做才可以照神的旨意做。
I've often thought, how can I do things so I'm in accordance with God's will?
原来你只要一直爱人，照神的方法。神就会把工作交给你。
Now, if you love God and you keep loving people, then God will keep giving you work.
当你每次就照神的这个方式，这个就已经是实行神的旨意了。
And so if you do things in the way that God wants us to perform those work, then we are doing the will of God.
我非常感谢神。
And I really thank God.
在这件事情上，
In this matter,
我学到两个东西。
I learned 2 things.
第一，
the first thing I learned,
虽然在教会服事，你可能跟你的同工会有不同的意见。
It's inevitable that in serving at church that we're going to have conflict opinion with our co-workers.
但是你绝对不能以用敌意来看你的同工。
But we must never use the view to view others as our enemies to look at them.
你每次看到那个同工的时候，
Every time you look at that coworker,
你都要想到耶稣用他的宝血买他的灵魂。
You always need to remember that Jesus also used his precious blood to redeem their soul.
他的灵魂，他的生命在神的面前是非常的宝贵。
His or her soul in front of God's sight is also very precious to him.
他也是神的小羊。
He is also the little lamb of God.
所以你一定要爱他。
So you must love him no matter what.
第二件事情。
The second thing that you learned.
当我们在服侍神，大家都有一个为神的心。
That every one of us, when we're serving God, we have the best intentions.
都不是为自己。
We never do it for our own selves.
大家在教会做的工作都是义务的。
That everything that we do is out of a voluntary heart.
所以一定是不是为自己。
And so we never do it for our own self.
但是做事情的方式呢，这个方法呢，非在神的眼中非常的重要。
But the way that we execute things or the manner in which we do them is extremely important to God.
你的方式一定要能够显出基督的形象。
Because the way that you serve needs to reflect the image of God.
那基督的形象是长得像什么样子呢？
What is the image of God?
约翰一书说神就是爱。
And 1 John says that God is love.
哥林多前书十三章。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8.
把一个很抽象的爱描述出来给我们看。
It describes in detail what is love that is so abstract into practical terms so we can understand it.
如果你的形象要有基督的爱，你一定要能够反映出哥林多前书所描写的爱。
And so if we want to carry out the work of God and at the same time reflect the image of God, then we must show the components as required in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
这个爱虽然有16种不同的特征。
And even though there are 16 different aspects to what a love is,
但是它是一个形象的特征。
They are just different faces of the same essence of love.
是一个的。
And they're singular. There's only one love.
如果你缺一个呢，你反映出来的形象呢，就不是基督的形象。
And so you cannot reflect only certain aspects of this love and not the other aspects.If you're missing one item, then you destroy the whole image of love.
这个形象就是要长得像这样子。
And so what is the image of love?
恒久忍耐。
It is patient.
有恩慈，不嫉妒。
And love is kind. It does not envy.
不自夸，不张狂。
And love does not boast. It is not proud.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。
It does not do things that are rude or shameful. It is not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
And it is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
And love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信。
And love always protects, it always trusts.
凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，永不止息。
And love always hopes, always perseveres, and never fails.
这个是一个很具体的形象。
And this image is a very complete image.
是非常具体的，是可以做得到的，是需要被做出来的。
And this image is something that is achievable, something that we can accomplish.
如果我们说话跟做事的方式不能表现出基督的形象，我们常常是表现出魔鬼的形象。
If we cannot speak in a manner and reflect the image of Christ, then we are only reflecting the image of Satan.
如果我们常常做事的方法都表现出魔鬼的形象，其实我们是魔鬼的工人，并不是神的工人。
And so if we're reflecting the image of Satan, then we're not the servants of God any longer. We're only the servants of Satan.
我们的劳苦，我们的辛劳，其实并没有益处。
All of our hard labor for the Lord has no credit with Him.
所以我学习到这个方式是非常的重要。
And so I learned from this that this manner of executing the work of God is extremely important.
神的工人一定要听到神的 instruction.
The servant of God must follow the instructions of Christ.
我最后要用一节圣经节来结束。
And so I'd like to use one last verse to conclude.
在希伯来书第一章第一节。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
神既在古时，借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。他这个意思就是说，神在旧约的时候。
And so the meaning of this verse, Hebrews 1:1.
如果一个人要听到神的指示，
that if a person wants to hear the instruction of God,
他直接听不到。
He cannot hear it directly.
他要透过一个人，就是那个先知。
In the past, in the Old Testament, they have to go through someone else, which is the prophet.
但是这个旧约已经过去了。
But this Old Testament has already passed.
在新约里面
，In our New Testament time，
神透过耶稣要指示我们每一个人。
That in the last days he will talk to us through his son.
我们一定要追求。
And so we must pursue after.
追求认识神，听到神的 message。
So that we can know God personally and be able to hear his messages.
愿一切荣耀归于天上的真神。
Through the Holy Spirit. And so may all glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.